The death toll continues to grow as the Israeli military intensifies its bombardment of Gaza and Hamas militants continue launching rocket attacks on Israel. Despite international pleas for peace, the violence is escalating. In a moment, we'll check in with our correspondent Tom Joyner in Israel. We'll also hear how Jewish and Arab communities in Australia are reacting to the latest fighting. But first, here's Nick Grimm beginning our coverage.
Tanks rain shells across the border into Gaza in a display of the firepower for which the Israeli military is famous. All-out war seemed unavoidable today when it was tweeted that a ground offensive into the disputed territory had begun. And while the Israelis were soon walking back that claim, the attack was stepping up regardless, with no let-up in the artillery and missiles headed into Gaza. This man says a dozen Palestinians were hit in one airstrike. Some were killed, including my two cousins and a young sister. Gaza's hospitals, already under strain from the COVID pandemic, have been overwhelmed by the injured and dying. The director of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, Matthias Schmal, has been watching the situation deteriorate from up close.
We've had a rough night. I am speaking to you from our UN headquarters here in Gaza. And during the night, there were at least five times, we are also sleeping at our offices at the moment, at least five times where I was basically jolted out of bed because there were very strong strikes close to our office, Israeli retaliatory strikes.
Hundreds of Hamas rockets are also being launched into Israel, sirens warning locals of incoming attack. We are used to this, one Israeli man asserts. We are strong and, God willing, everything will turn out peacefully to finish this once and for all. But in areas of Israel populated by Jews and Arabs, like the city of Lod, there has only been more violence as hardline elements have clashed. At a media event surrounded by uniformed police, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to suppress the unrest.
The intelligence we have says that it is very possible that there will be an increase in violence here in the coming days. There may be an exchange of blows. And in cases like these, in order to suppress a riot, we need to use force, a lot of force. We will use it while giving full support to the Israeli police.
Messages like that set to resonate with his supporters, whose ranks have been dwindling amid moves underway to form a new coalition government without Mr. Netanyahu in it. Those efforts derailed by the new violence, strengthening his hold on power.
I think the current situation is very much serving Netanyahu's interests. It's not the first time that we've been in a situation where a coalition that he led was about to break up, or where there was we were about to go to elections, or in some way his, you know, more than decade-long rule was under threat. And all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, there was an outbreak of violence.
Leah Solomon lives in West Jerusalem, within earshot of both rocket attack sirens and anti-riot stun grenade explosions. She's chief education officer with Encounter, a non-partisan organisation seeking to find a peaceful and lasting resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
There have been at least over 1,000 rockets fired into Israel in the last few days, and it's terrifying. But I think right now what actually is scaring people even more, the situation with the unrest on the street and Arab mobs attacking Jews and Jewish mobs attacking Arabs and rampant vandalism from both sides and the splintering of what people thought was shared society, I think that has people totally in shock. No one knows what to do with this. It's like a dissolution of society that people really were not expecting and have no idea how to begin handling.
Well, in your view, what should the Israeli government be doing to resolve the situation and lower the temperature?
Right now, the short-term goal needs to be an immediate and absolute cessation of violence. And when I say that, I mean both violence from the Palestinian side and whatever it takes to get to a ceasefire, we should be our government should be pursuing that as hard as possible. And also a cessation from violence from the Israeli side, because what pains me so much is, you know, it's utterly devastating to see pictures, for example, of the 5-year-old Israeli Jewish child who was killed by a rocket from Hamas that hit his home. But it's also utterly devastating to see pictures of, you know, 14-story apartment buildings in Gaza bombed to smithereens, and the massive death toll and the children who have been killed.
But Israel's response to Hamas rocket attacks has the unstinting support of the United States, with President Joe Biden telling Benjamin Netanyahu in a phone conversation that his retaliation is within reasonable bounds. And on that score, Australia's Prime Minister is taking a similar position.
Israel unquestionably has the right to defend itself and its people, unquestionably. And we stand strongly, and always have, with the nation of Israel, with its many challenges over many, many, many years.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, Nick Grimm reporting.